There is no timeline for the issuance of the recommended decision, and a Public Service Commission spokesman says the PSC has no deadline for its decision either. The decision will be on the proposed merger of Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group and Canadian energy company Fortis Inc. CH Energy Group is the parent of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. The PSC spokesman says the issuance of a recommended decision is another way for the PSC to receive public comments. Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill says he's encouraged by the news.
And this signals that there might be more to the story. It also provides an opportunity for many in our community who have already stepped up and registered to be joined by others who want to have their voices heard and to call for an evidentiary hearing. And that would require Fortis and Central Hudson to actually go on the record and swear to the facts that they've presented so far, and also to support them in ways that they have not yet done so far.
He explains that a recommended decision allows groups and individuals to write their own briefs, arguing either for or against the recommended decision. He says it also gives insight into the thought process leading to the decision, rather than just the decision itself. Dan Duthie also commends the announcement of an upcoming recommended decision.
That's excellent because it makes the decision-making process much more transparent, and that's what's needed when you have a controversial case such as this.
Duthie, a utilities attorney who is advising opponents to the merger, grassroots group Citizens for Local Power, and a municipal consortium along with non-governmental organizations, is also pressing for evidentiary hearings.
We're making a motion on Wednesday to the administrative law judges in the commission that they should hold at least an evidentiary hearing for purposes of creating a record. And then we're putting in a relatively long set of comments explaining why we believe this deal is not in the best interest of the public because it has insufficient public benefits.
Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon says the deal includes generous financial benefits and the continuance of programs to support energy efficiency and renewable energy.
Well, the recommended decision is a part of the process that we feel will show that the merger provides benefits to our customers. It is part of the Public Service Commission's process in evaluating this merger agreement. And whether evidentiary hearings are held is up to the Public Service Commission, but we strongly believe that this merger benefits our customers.
The public comment period, which was extended for 30 days, closes Wednesday, May 1st. Dan Duthie says he appreciates the inclusive and transparent way the PSC is handling the case.
You know, no matter what the outcome is, at least everybody feels that they've had their full day in court, if you will, and they've had their say, and then they can see what the end result is.
But he says he has one hope for the outcome.
We're not looking for a better deal. We're looking for no deal.
For Assemblyman Cahill.
Well, my preference is that Central Hudson continues to be a community-based utility with its management and ownership rooted here in the Hudson Valley. But a second alternative would be that Central Hudson be instructed that if they wish to transition and wish to be acquired by another entity, that they're going to have to make it worth the public's while to do so. And if they can't do so, then they have to continue to be our utility.
Central Hudson's Masurgeon insists the region's utility will look the same under Fortis.
This merger with Fortis is a unique opportunity to increase the resources that are available to us here in our region while retaining our strong local presence.
Central Hudson has posted merger facts at centralhudson.com. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.